أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, after taking very many qasafs, explained the main thing, and that is that we have to do our tazkiyah, which really means to get our nafs under control. And then Allah Ta'ala gives an example of that very strong and mighty nation, the people of Thamud, who are very powerful, very rich also, very wealthy, but in and that Allah, and they broke all the laws of Allah. They had no mercy, no kindness in them whatsoever, and they did all the wrong things. But even in that condition, that we see the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that He arranges for the guidance of mankind. And then Allah Ta'ala chose His Nabi from amongst them, Salih ibn Ubaid alayhi salatu wassalam, to guide them. He made every effort in every direction to call them towards Allah Ta'ala, but everything seemed to have failed. Very few people accepted, until so much they wanted to silence him, and they asked that they want to see a miracle. And what a miracle also they asked, that a she-camel that is pregnant must come out of a rock, and they must see this with their eyes, and Allah gave it to them so that they could bring Iman. Allah so much wanted that they must bring Iman. That camel came out, she gave birth also, but they did not still believe. That also they denied. And then they made other excuses, that this camel is drinking too much water. When this camel drinks water, their camels cannot drink. Because of that, they killed the camel also. So faqala lahum rasulullah, phir kaha unko Allah ke rasul ne. Then Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wassalam told them, naqatullah, think for yourself, this is Allah's camel. He associated the camel with Allah, Allah's camel. It's a miracle. It's not an ordinary camel of this dunya. Think how much you have to respect and honor. The nisbat, the connection is with Allah Ta'ala. And you people want to kill it. You people are inviting the great wrath and danger of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also we say that when the nafs is not under control, we get completely blinded. And nothing makes sense to us. Allah, such a pious person, the Nabi of Allah, is warning them. But it meant nothing to them, and they went against it. And also he warned them, وَسُقْيَاهَا پھر کہا ان کو اللہ کے رسول نے خبردار ہو اللہ کی اونٹنی سے اور اس کے پانی پینے کی باری. Be aware and keep in mind, this is camel of Allah, respect it and look after it properly. It's a very great sign of Allah Ta'ala which He has sent. And this camel will be in Jannat also. Amongst the few animals that will be in Jannat will be this Naqa also. And also He told them that the water arrangement that has been made now, that now one day all the other people's camels will drink from the water, one day this camel will drink. Respect that arrangement also that we have made. Don't go against it. But فَكَذَّبُوهُ پھر انہوں نے ان اس کو جھٹلایا. They falsified Salih alayhi salam. They did not believe in him. They did not accept what he said. فَأَقَرُوهَا پھر پاؤ کات ڈالے اس کے. And then they cut their legs of this camel, and then all of them came and they killed the camel, shared the meat amongst them, and made a big joke, na'uzu billah, about Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. See what we have done with your camel. See what we have done. So we also have to take a great lesson. When Allah has mercy upon us, He sends the efforts of deen in various forms. Whether it is in jamaats that come, it is also Allah's mercy when jamaats come. And the effort the jamaats make is also a great mercy. When ulama call us towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala and to follow the commandments of Allah, it is also a great mercy from Allah Ta'ala. And if it goes against our nature, we should establish whether that command is the command of Allah. If it is, we should accept it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, we become blinded and we just want to oppose everything. And that is very dangerous for us. when this blindness set in, then Allah Ta'ala, in fact, with the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah takes qasam on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people, homosexuality that they were doing, they were totally blinded and nothing made sense to them. When Allah sent His farishtas to Ibrahim, to Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, they had bad intentions with those farishtas also, who came in human form as very beautiful young lads. So this we have to be afraid of, that when our minds get blinded and clouded and closed, and we cannot see things in the right way. It is not very long ago, we know, we had that comedian show also at the marriage conference in center. And then jokes were made about Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. About the hadith, jokes were made, which is a very, very serious thing. And how many people, mindfully, unmindfully, got caught also in the whole thing. And people even tried and defend the comedian. So these things, our minds go right off. And the very basics of deen also, then we start digging at it, and we dig our own downfall. So we should be very careful of all these things. And there are many things that go around on the WhatsApp, on our phones, etc., commonly amongst people. We must be very, very worried about our iman and our life of the year after. And deen is a serious matter. Our matter is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And finally, we're going to return to Allah ta'ala. That is where we're going in our qabr. We are going into the akhirah. And that is what is going to matter. Not the things and the people of this world. We won't remain, they won't remain. The world also won't remain. So Allah Ta'ala give us all. We are all guilty in different ways, and we should be making lot of tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and especially gunas that are made publicly, that affect everyone. A person's private gunas, that is his matter with Allah and his private matter. But public gunas that we make, and we all are there, and we condone it, we don't condemn it, we support it. This is very, very dangerous, and it is on those things then that Allah's open azab comes. And then everyone gets involved. May Allah in His kindness protect us all, give us all a proper understanding of deen. وآخر دعوانا.